Following this programme I've just mentioned is under the responsibility of the Department for Community Homes of my organisation. They work with caring mothers who are part of the penitentiary system, and we only have two nationwide who care for children aged 0 to 4 years. They work in the centres for the COF centres, the steering centres and vocational guidance centres, where we and also in the preventive, the Santa Teresa prison for women, where there are 12 children who are being cared for. The programme was almost dropped, but since the 16th of January, we've been working on resuscitating it. We are the new administration, and we're working on strengthening this organisation so it can be up and running. We've recruited a team for the last 15 years. Equipment hadn't been bought and since 2020. The appropriate food wasn't provided, but however, now we our kitchens work. We've got proper menus put together by nutritionists. I mention all this because the media have reported a lot of corruption in connection with these, as a result of which the spotlight was really on us, our department. Sadly, this media action weakened what we were doing and weakened what we're able to do to bring help to children. I wanted to clarify this, but having clarified that, I would like to say that after we inherited an institution that was bankrupt and ruined, but we are committed to reviving it, and I can assure you we are working now to ensure that these centres for comprehensive development, we work together with the Ministry of Education to implement the programme called Support and Growth Targeting First Childhood. This programme is one of the most significant policy programme to provide food for children, because it covers not only food, but it also provides services such as health services and promotion of food security, nutritional security for children. With regards to children who are older than four and who are whose mother is in prison and whose relatives cannot take care of them, currently we must acknowledge that we do not yet have a program per se to care for those children within my department. We looked at the internal organizational chart which the administration inherited. We've made the relevant observations, and we're currently putting together a response to update the current programs so that we can respond directly to this obligation which our department has to provide care for children of mothers in prison. These training programs which are in place involve the National Office for Civil Service for the reconstruction of our department, which includes response to this issue, this which we must, services we need to provide for children over four. This is part of what we do. We also include the interinstitutional coordination with other departments, such as the Department for Social Wellbeing, the Ministry for Social Development, the Ministry for Health, and the Ministry of Education. We insist on the fact that we are committed to serve those we have a duty to, which include boys and girls who are vulnerable. Thank you, Madam. As we've said repeatedly so far, we acknowledge that there are many institutional weaknesses still